This week on Minnesota Native News, the chair of the U.S. Senate Indian Affairs Committee tours Minnesota's Indian country and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs visited the Fond du Lac Reservation on Tuesday, October 21st. Fond du Lac Tribal Chairwoman Karen Diver says she planned to take him on a tour of the tribe's new veterans supportive housing project. The tribe completed the housing complex in 2013, hoping federal funds would offset some of the costs. But when the money was allocated, tribal entities weren't eligible for the federal dollars.
Indian country has huge housing demands, and there is rarely enough money out of our existing budget. So, you know, it's keeping us from building other capacity.
Diver wants the chairman, Senator John Tester of Montana, to introduce legislation that would help fund the band's veteran-supportive housing project. While he's in the state, Senator Tester traveled with fellow Democrat Senator Al Franken to meet with tribal leaders and encourage tribal members to vote in the upcoming elections. Along with Tester, Franken sits on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, and he is running for re-election. Reporter Melissa Townsend caught up with the two of them on the road.
Senators Tester and Franken visited the Red Lake Nation and the White Earth Reservation, the two most populous Ojibwe tribes in the state. In both communities, the two men listened to concerns from tribal leaders. And in White Earth, they joined in a get-out-the-vote rally, where Senator Tester stood up for his colleague, Senator Franken.
My message is that Al sits on the Indian Affairs Committee, and he's a great asset because he brings this Minnesota perspective.
Franken won his Senate seat in 2010, earning the majority of the votes in the precincts that include the Red Lake Nation and White Earth Reservation. Franken says that's why the tribal vote is so important to him this year.
I probably will be getting a large majority of the vote from Indian country, and that's why we're trying to encourage people to turn out, of course.
White Earth Tribal Chairwoman Irma Visner has endorsed Franken for Senate. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
More than 200 teachers and administrators attended this year's Minnesota Indian Education Association conference on the White Earth Reservation. Dennis Olson is director of the Office of Indian Education with the state. He says the conference focused on culturally based education practices.
You know, and really understanding where American Indian students are coming from, you know, what their community or what their home life might be presenting in terms of shaping their educational experience.
Olson says cultural competence is about how we teach, but it's also about what we teach. He says the newly revised social studies standards are a great example because they focus on history and contemporary tribal issues.
So looking at, you know, the effects of federal Indian policy over time and, you know, what it means, how it translates to a contemporary environment to today's society.
Indian educators attending the conference also had a chance to give feedback on state Indian education policies. The St. Paul-based Knight Foundation recently announced the winners of their annual arts challenge. The Ananya Dance Theater won $50,000 to fund the creation of a performance illustrating Indigenous women's roles in the global food system. Ananya Chatterjee is executive director of the Minneapolis-based dance company, specifically for women of color. She says the idea for the project came from a conversation with Sharon Day at the Indigenous Peoples Task Force in Minneapolis.
Sharon was calling me just as a friend to share a story about her work with community farming and people not realizing how that was not about putting the work on someone else and paying for the work, but actually developing a relationship with the land.
Chatterjee's group will spend the next year hosting talking circles to hear Indigenous women's stories about the way they build a relationship with the earth. Four Native American artists were recently honored with the Jennifer Easton Community Spirit Award. The awards are sponsored by the First Peoples Fund, a nonprofit supporting the cultivation of traditional Native arts. Lori Puyer is president of the organization. She describes the honorees.
Artists who are really selflessly giving up themselves and their community with oftentimes little recognition, and then in other cases, very revered for the aesthetic quality and value of the art.
Two of the honorees are from Minnesota. Anton Troyer, member of the Leech Lake Band, is based in Bemidji. He was honored for his work preserving the Ojibwe language. And Douglas Limon, member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, lives in the Minneapolis metro area. He was honored for his work crafting cradle boards and bandolier bags. This is Minnesota Native News.